You are listening to 20 Minutes with Chad with your host, Chad Meisenheimer, and his co-host, Simon Watson.
Hey, and welcome to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad, where Chad discusses various topics, one being Facebook jail. Welcome to the show, Chad. Oh, it's your show.
Yo, Facebook jail, good times. So basically, on April, 420, I was making a joke about a history joke, actually, how it was just like, happy 420, y'all. You know what that means? Happy birthday, baby Hitler. And I get freaking a week suspension from that. I finally got back from that. And then I still can't post live for 60 days. I can't join groups for 60 days. I am in the low rankings for 60 days, like my news feed and stuff. So I was just like, crap. So, yeah. So
hold on. Interesting. What is low rankings for your feed mean?
So low rankings so people can't see your posts. It's lower rankings. So
I can't see your posts. I see them every day.
Well, because you probably go out and look for them, but a lot of people can't like see my post. So it's kind of funny where I'm just like, oh yeah, it's a stupid thing. It's probably more American based than anything outside the United States, but hey, you know, but yeah, so did that. And I finally got back on and I really don't miss going on Facebook. I really don't comment much on it anymore. I usually just put stuff on Instagram and market on Twitter. Twitter's my main thing, so I usually don't do anything bad on that one. But yeah, so that's pretty much for that one. But yeah, so that's the goal. So yeah, I do have one question though. I saw your review of Hoop Dreams.
Okay, the wrong movie up. That was my mistake.
So it was supposed to be the Spike Lee one?
Yes, I wrote the wrong movie title.
I was like, the acting was good, and I was like, is he supposed to
be? I read that, I'm like, oh my God, I put the wrong title. It's supposed to be He Got Game. I should not write these things. Like, I usually write three or four ahead of time, so I don't have to do them every day.
Yeah,
things I do at 11:30 at night before bed is write tweets.
I was like sitting here, I was like, did he get like a diabetic shock or something? Did he stroke out? Because I saw Scuttle's like comment, and I was like, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. We're like, acting in a documentary? I'm like, he finally
wrong title. I changed
the blonde
it.
Finally got to you. Her stupidity finally got to you. Like, dude, I cannot. Oh man, I was laughing so hard. I was just like,
hold on. I have nothing against the blonde. Any comments you have, the blonde are your comments, not mine.
Oh yeah, mine's all in humor and jest because you know internet beefs are fun. It helps promotion. You know what I mean. Be like, promote.
Well, you have been promoting. I want to discuss 61st Street.
That was actually, like, I just watched the two episodes today. It's a really good show. Peter Muffet wrote it. And, like, he wrote it and created it. It's produced by Michael B. Jordan. And Courtney B. Vance is in it. And it's like, it was not on my radar. They call it a legal drama, but it's more of like a crime drama because I was just like, watch it. You'll be like the pilot alone. You're like, whoa, it's intense. It had like a very Shield-esque kind of pilot where you think this person's a lead and then boom, they're like, you're like, whoa, where did that come from? They're taking some Sean Ryan playbook moves, man. So yeah. So it was really, I was like, really impressed with that. I also checked out, like, during my days off, when I have days off, when I'm not auditioning, because I'm auditioning a lot lately, and I've been noticing a lot of the auditions I get have been the sleazy dude or the James Corden dad bod, goofy dad type. I just did, like, two auditions today. One was, like, we need a goofy dad to play one character, and then we need a goofy dad type who's dancing around his underwear getting tomatoes thrown at him. And I'm like, fuck, wow, why am I manager sending me on these shits? But yeah, so they pay really good. So I was like, one of them was $2,000 a day. So I was like, you want me to stick a banana up my butt too? I'll do it for $2,000 a day plus $1,500 for usage fees. So I'm like, vacation money. So, but yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do. But yeah, so that was the goal.
Now, do your friends find it weird when at least I find it weird. We're supposed to be good friends. And I get these audition tapes. I find them on Facebook. They're not sent to me ahead of time.
I usually can't send them out ahead of time. That's the thing where it's just like, I'm not even supposed to really post them online. So I just take screenshots and just put them on that and promote it that way. But usually, yeah, I just basically what I do is just the only two I did put on was the Goons audition tape. And I think Tory Time I put on that one because I really liked that audition, which I was really shocked that I didn't get because it was literally the role I could have played really, really well.
And hold on. Back up. Background. What is Tory Time? You didn't tell me anything about that.
Well, that one really was – that was just an audition like months ago. Like I really wasn't like a big fan of it. So I mean like it was just like – it was weird because it's like I auditioned for it. It was a really good audition. And then they did like a 180 and cast this like skinny stoner looking dude. Because like it always pisses me off when they put like, we want a heavy set, scruffy looking – stoner dude, kind of a Jack Black, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill type thing. And then all of a sudden I do like a 180 and it's like this tall, lanky stoner dude who has a hipster beard. You're like, really? Like, I'm like, what kind of casting is that? It's just like, it's so Hollywood. You sit there and you're not like, Hollywood people are so full of shit sometimes. They want to be Hollywood, but they don't. So I just kind of sit there and shake my head. Like, really, I was just like, whatever. But yeah, no, it's just like, I've been doing a bunch of auditions. I still cracks me up with one casting director's like, you have a total James Corden vibe about you. And I was like, I don't get that. I'm like, I don't do musical theater and I don't play gay characters. So I'm like, I'm like, okay.
What? Like, how are they getting you to James Corden?
That's what I was like.
Maybe Jonah Hill, but I can't get James Corden. Not even that.
I look like Jonah Hill if I was doing meth. I'm like, I'm fucking skinny. Like Jonah Hill's skinny too, but he looks like more of a cokehead, and I look like more of like, hey.
Okay, but you're closer to Jonah Hill than James Corden.
Yeah, but you see, people always try to label me on certain things. That's what cracked up because when I was like super fat, people always would try to compare me to Chris Farley, which I don't like. It's a cooler comparison, but he was more of a physical comic because I don't do physical comedy. Mine's very sarcastic, like snarky, kind of like Bill Murray or like Bill Murray, Chevy Chase. Like those are the types of people I like. I do. So I don't know. So it's just kind of funny when people always like refer me like, oh, you like this person. But one person I did like what they did compare me to was John Candy. Someone did compare me to John Candy. And I'm like, okay, that could make a little bit. Because if you watch some of John Candy's like earlier work, he kind of did play kind of meaner, sarcastic characters if you really look about it. What's the one he did with Dan Aykroyd when they were playing like brothers and they were camping out?
Great Outdoors, written by John Hughes.
Yeah.
You know, that movie is based on John Hughes and Dan Aykroyd really did used to do that.
Really?
Yes. They used to go on holidays together.
Oh,
so
shoot.
That's what that film's written about. So John Candy is John Hughes.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that one.
What the hell, Meisenheimer? Don't you do some research for this show?
Well, after my heart attacks, I don't do shit, so.
Okay. Now you brought up your heart attacks. I want to get into this.
Okay.
Meisenheimer posts. Yes, your boy is going to live a little bit longer. And then you talk about some crap I don't care about. Then you write, I must be fucking immortal.
Yeah, no, because like it's funny.
Did somebody tell you we're gonna die?
Well, because I'm not supposed to be alive. Because after my heart attacks, even my cardiologist was just like saying, because all four of my arteries got fried, and then two got blocked. That's why after being fried, like the two got like sizzled. So I have two stents in those two, and then I had the fried one here in my neck. So they were like, oh, so I don't have like a normal 37-year-old heart. So they're always like stressing like, oh, so you're more, what was it, able to do things where like I will have heart attacks. They're like, you're probably going to die from a heart attack eventually. I was like, oh, at least I know what I'm going to die from. So hopefully I don't die from like ball cancer or something. That would be like a total, it's like, boom. But I don't have cancer in my family. So really it doesn't do that. Usually aneurysms and fucking heart attacks anyways or strokes. So I was just like, okay, at least I know I'm going to die from something like that. Unless it's some angry ex-Latina who decides to stab me in my sleep or something, which is more likely. I'm like, because you know me.
I want to go back to a post you made 8 years ago. So pre 20 Minutes with Chad and pre I Didn't Know You.
Wow.
Why do you have a mohawk? And what's that about?
So I had a mohawk. There was twice I had a mohawk. One time back then was because that was for a movie. I had to do, because I play this character like from like the 70s type like weird indie film where I played this pimp called Big Daddy Luscious, where I played this pimp for a trauma film. And then,
are you not going to name the trauma film, or did you get released?
It was part of an anthology feature. And I'm not a big fan of anthology
people. So maybe your fans are and want to check it out.
It was called Grindsploitation 2. That was the actual movie name. But the segment I was in was called Bikini Bloodlust, I think.
Sent that to me at one point.
It's a long, weird name. It was very retro. It was like Bikini Bloodlust something like. Drugs, Bikini, Bloodlust. It's so long ago, I don't want to promote that. Like, I promote my newer stuff because I'm more like...
Hold on. What new stuff have you done?
Well, I have the Goons. The Goons. I have First Person Savior coming out, too.
When was that filmed?
It was March. That was the feature.
I don't think you remember that. Telling me about that.
Because I never promoted it. Because I was.
Oh, interesting. Oh. I see how it works. I never dropped on the show. I'm not going to tell my co-host, but don't worry, he can find out on Facebook. I see how it works with you.
That's what IMDb is for.
Well, I know somebody else who has an IMDb page, and things magically disappear when the movie comes out, and they're not in it.
Oh, good, right? Background, using the original name, uncredited. I hate when they fucking do that shit. I mean, so-and-so, and it's like uncredited. I'm like, how are you able to check the background for that one? I hate
it. Should just put myself like, I'm in Matrix, uncredited. Yeah, I'm in that crowd scene. No, what do you mean? They're up over the wall.
A lot of freaking actors do that bullshit. That's why I always laugh, where it's just like, I'm like, oh, okay. I never promote extra work, and I never do extra work. I don't even like doing feature work. I always do. That's what one of the movies I did was. It wasn't like, it's not because I don't want to promote his movie because I'm friends with him, but it's like this one movie, American Virus, where I play this homeless character, and in the original stuff, because he had to cut it down, I was going to be doing more stuff, but he cut it down. So basically, you just saw Clint Eastwood's daughter basically stab me with a syringe. I turn into a zombie, and then they kill me.
What movie is this?
It's called American Virus, but it was also part of another anthology feature. I did a bunch of them. Like, I did a bunch of them back in, like, 2015, 2016.
Hold on. I can say this. Is this the Fat Chad stage?
This was the Fat Chad stage, yeah.
See, I can say that. Nobody else is allowed to. You can't get a hold of me.
That was like, because I did a lot of different work. So I did like, because like my buddies were doing anthology things. That's the thing where it's like a lot of my jobs, I would audition for things and get money for certain gigs. And then my friends were like, hey, this is Chad. You should like cast him in your movie type thing. So I usually was always out and about. And then when the pandemic hit, nothing happened. Like, I still have, like, I have a potential 4 movies I might be able to do at the end of this year. I'm trying to do one in Pittsburgh. I'm trying to do one in Cleveland. There's this other filmmaker that I really would like to work with, Jason Toller, who's an LA filmmaker. I want to do one of his things. And then I'm trying to get on board. Adam Simon, who did Man Down and the screenplay for that. And then something else. He did a couple other movies that I really like. He's doing a feature in August. I'm trying to somehow get involved. I'm like, okay, if it's just a toilet bowl washer or something, I'll do it. You know, I would do a small role like in one of his movies because I like really respect his work. That's a lot of things where it's like nowadays I'm looking at filmmakers I really want to work with. Like, dude, I even contacted Sean Baker on Instagram. Like, hey, I'm a big fan of your stuff. And I said, I would definitely like to work with you. And he's just like, all right, man. Yeah, I'll tell you. Just give me when you want to, just send me your Actors Access stuff. And we go from there.
Hold on. Let's back that up. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned something I've never heard. Actors Access? What is
Actors
that?
Access is basically breakdown services for acting professionally, where a lot of sites and everything, basically for actors and agents and managers. It's more of an industry thing. A lot of people don't know about it. So it's a very industry related. A lot of people don't know about it. Like, it's not like Backstage where a lot of people know about it and they're like, when they're coming out and to do it, but Actors Access, you have to pay money to do. And it's like $69 a year. You have to pay to upload like film footage and stuff like that. You know, your headshots and stuff. It's like, it's more industry based. It's almost like LA Casting or the Casting Network, I should say, because there's a section of it. But like casting, the big ones are Casting Network, Casting Frontier, Actors Access, and then you have Backstage, which anyone could kind of do. It's kind of like, it's less background work, but Actors Access is the biggest out of all of them, really, because you have a lot more casting directors for films and short films and music videos, where Casting Network is more commercials. Like, I don't want to do commercials, but it's just like, when my managers and when I do get an agent, they want to send me out commercials and stuff. Fine, cool. I'll do the auditions, do the best I can, because that's where the money is personally. So I'm like, that's the downside, because I don't see myself as a commercial actor, but they see me as a commercial actor, which is kind of weird, because when you walk in the streets, you can say like, oh, that person's unique looking. That person's weird looking. I could totally see them doing commercial work, where you don't see them doing film and TV type things. So that's what's really hard for me, where I sit down and I'm like, but I'm just like, even when I was Fat Chad, I hated commercials. I think the last commercial I auditioned for was with my last agent for a toilet paper commercial. And they were like, we want you to do 3 different smiles. There's no lines, but just do 3 different smiles. A cheesy smile. I'm doing something naughty smile. And then the cheerful, I was just looking, I'm like, this is a fucking toilet paper commercial. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it was good pay. I'm part of my French. Like, I don't know if I have any like young listeners out there and stuff, but I'm not trying to corrupt anyone. Though I've been trying to corrupt people when it comes to my day job. But no, it's like, so yeah, like that's the thing. But yeah. Because that's how I got my – that's how – I think I've actually found the Goons audition on Backstage, because it was a student film. At first – because they promoted it as a student film, but then they were like – it was weird, because at first they actually promoted it as a short film, not even a student film. And then they came back and like, it is a student project. But then they're like, but it's a thesis project, so it's a student film but not a student – it's weird. Like, it, thesis films are totally different than – like, you're through the school, but – it's kind of final product type things. Like your project to go out there and like, look, this is what I learned here. So like for the Goons, where I did some voiceover for it the other day, and they had me and this other actor come in because they wanted to like beef up some of the audio that like the other, there's like, they recorded like, it's actually really funny. I was watching some of it and I was like, I knew it was going to be good because the script is really funny and the chemistry with the cast was really, really good. But I was kind of like, it's legit balls to the wall funny. Like, people are going to enjoy it. I was just like, oh, snap. I'm like, oh, yeah. I even looked like a sneak peek at the poster, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And the opening credit sequences was really cool, too. Like, I was looking at that. So I'm like, oh. So they're doing, like, two screenings. They're doing one for friends and family only, which we can't go to. And then they're going to do a showcase screening where everyone could go to see it. Because I don't know if I could say the Hollywood Foreign Press puts, I guess, maybe money towards them. Like, they put money into the program. They're the film and TV programs. And then it's like an award show, too. So people are like, so they're like, they want to win awards. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know, whatever. But yeah, it was actually really, I was actually kind of laughing out loud. I was like, wow, this actually looks really, really good.
Okay, that's it. You're done. But I got one thing to say before I let you go. Your T-shirt should be up by the time listeners get this. I'm going to put them back up. So if you want a 20-minute with Chad T-shirt, just comment on Chad's post and he'll tell you where to find them. Because I'm not sure where.
Just don't use it as a cum rag. That's all. My face is come. Well, whatever. You know, whatever.
Now my question is, because we're running over time tonight. Okay. If I personally buy your 20-minute with Chad shirt, are you going to wear it to work?
I would definitely wear it to work.
Then I'm going to send you a 20-minute with Chad shirt, and I will pay for it. Goodbye, Chad. You're done. Chad out of here.
Goes out.
If you want a 20-minute with Chad shirt, you can get them at tpublic.com. And yes, that is your own 20-minute with Chad shirt at tpublic.com.